Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Hello, and welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station travel show with Nancy and Lisa. Today is Hey, Wanna Go Travel Wednesday with Cheryl Ogle. Cheryl is a world traveler. She is a travel advisor that you're going to want to know. She is the owner of the travel company Hey, Wanna Go, and she specializes in travel in Europe, England, river and ocean cruises. And she's here with us every third Wednesday to share travel tips on destinations, packing, all kinds of good things that you want to know. And today we're really going to talk about taking your first trip overseas. International travel, we all long for it. We have our bucket lists. We have our vision boards with all the destinations. But there's paperwork involved. And you want to do that paperwork so you can fulfill your dreams. I mean, so many of us are going to Italy and France right now. Europe is back open. Switzerland, you name it. It's all open and ready. England is a good time. It's a good time to travel there too. But we're really excited to chat with Cheryl so that she can help you with the paperwork stuff. And that's a good thing about having a travel advisor. They hold your hand through all of this and they don't cost you any extra money. They just save you time. They save you money and really any kind of headaches. And we don't want the headaches because we want fun. So everyone, you can go to heywannago.com. So welcome back, Cheryl. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. It's good to be with y'all.
Hey. And I got your website right this time, right? Hey, wanna go?
Heywannago.com.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, wanna go?
I wanna go. Hey, wanna go?
Where are we going?
Where are we going next?
What's happening next?
Next trip is a cruise to Bermuda. And that's coming up in about 2 weeks. So I got that free. And I got it free because I repriced my own cruise that I had paid for, a cruise to Alaska this summer. I repriced it. The price had gone down and the company would not give me a refund, but they said, we'll give you future cruise credit. And so my friend and neighbor and I are cruising to Bermuda for free.
Nice.
And that's a service that I offer my clients who are cruising, is that I will call and if the promos have changed and see if we can lower your cruise price. So
nice.
I'll be enjoying Bermuda for free. So that's the best way to enjoy it.
You have and to we have can't a wait. Bahama mama.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the thing. And everyone, if you follow Cheryl on Facebook, it's great because she does Facebook lives where she can. And I know internet can be iffy on doing that, but she does it and keeps us posted on her travels. Sometimes it's all these luxurious hotels. Sometimes it's a cruise through Alaska, Ireland. You've taken us around the world through Facebook, which is awesome.
I'm trying.
And then you help people plan their trips. They don't pay you any extra money, but because you work with the hotels and the cruise lines and all of that, right?
Correct. Commission is built into any travel aspect that you book. So a cruise, a hotel, an all-inclusive, they're building in commission. So whether they keep it or they share it with a travel partner, a travel advisor. So I'm paid by the industry after you travel. Now, in some instances, if someone comes to me and says, I want a quote for England and Spain and Portugal and Italy and Switzerland, then I will give you your first quote at no charge, but then there will be a charge. I don't have the time to just
quote away
a dozen different intensive quotes with hotels, transfers, and all of that. So, but otherwise, your first quote is going to be free. So.
Awesome.
That's nice.
And you also, you know, while you help people do their individual trips and even book tours, if they want to do a guided tour,
yes,
you also put actual guided tours together. And it sounds like you've got some good ones coming up this year and into the next year.
Yes, yes. I'm taking a small group to England and Scotland. We're actually overnighting for just two nights, just as a stop off in Liverpool, but then on up to Scotland. And that's just kind of a small organic group, I guess you might say, where most of us will do our own things. We'll be at the same hotel, the same rail, and you have the flexibility that I can help customize your part of the trip with whatever you want to do and see in those places. Cool. That's coming up in April. In the end of June, I'm taking a small group to Switzerland, and we're doing an escorted group. It'll be on a coach with Globus, who's been around for nearly 100 years. And I'm going on that myself. It's one I wanted to do, so I advertised it, and I've got some clients coming along too. So I'm thrilled about that. And then I've just put together in the last few days a Yuletide Markets River Cruise out of Budapest for December 6th of 23. And it's I'm starting to look at my bucket list and be more intentional about where I go. I mean, anyone who knows me knows I'll fly to London tomorrow. You know, I love London. I love Ireland. But I need to be hitting some bucket list items. And so I've wanted to do a European Yuletide Market River Cruise. And so I am. So nice. I'm taking some friends and clients along, and I'm really excited about it. It'll be round trip Budapest, which is a fabulous city, and the food, the Hungarian goulash, and anyway, it's going to be fun.
Hey, that's our family heritage. Listen, mm-hmm. That goulash is in our background.
Yeah. You need to come.
Okay, but then who's going to take care of Koozie, the kitten?
I know, I kind of need you to house it. But it'll be a lot of fun. We actually, we're on Wednesday. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central, I will be having a live webinar with some more information about the cruise company, and all of that. So if you'd like to join in, at least get some more information and see if this trip is right for you.
So when it comes to people signing up for the webinar, is that going to be recorded so people can access it later maybe?
Yes.
Or is it?
Yes. I believe it will be recorded. So.
Okay. And are you going to put it, how do people get to it? Do they go through your website, through Facebook?
I will have a link on my Facebook and my website as well.
So, hey, want to go, everyone. And then on Facebook, it's hey, want to go too?
Yes.
I think always
Facebook
you
says,
everywhere.
Hey, want to go travel. You can find me. It's the same mug everywhere.
Just
so
type in Cheryl, hey, want to go, and you'll find her around the world. I don't know how she does it, but she's everywhere.
Come to Budapest. Come cruise with us.
Ooh, that'd be fun. That is fun. I've heard nothing but amazing stories about, you know, the markets, the Christmas markets, and just mm-hmm. that festivity, you know.
Yes.
But you know, all these bucket lists, like that's what we're talking about. There are things we need to do. And, you know, we all go, I wouldn't have to do all the, you know, the work, the purple stamp stuff, but purple stamps are important. And let's start with passports. You've got a great blog on this, on what to get started with, but let's start with passports, because a lot of us may have one in the bottom drawer that we keep saying, oh, we have a passport because we said we're going to do this, or maybe we used it back in the day to go to Mexico or Canada from if you're here in the States. What do we need for the passport world?
You need, in most instances, you need to make sure your passport has 6 months remaining from the day you get home. So don't fly in knowing that you only have a week left on your passport. You'll probably be refused entry. So you want 6 months and ideally 2 to 3 pages remaining. Every country's different. Some countries require more, some less, but 6 months is really a golden rule. And when we're traveling to different places, I certainly check and give you plenty of time, plenty of notice to check on that.
That's important too, especially with Europe, because you go in between different countries too, right? So your passport gets checked each place or?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Make sure it's in a safe place where you know where it is. You can access it. The bank safe deposit box is a terrible idea. If you wake up on a Saturday and I'm sorry, I've got allergies. If you wake up on a Saturday morning, you're flying out that night and you realize you've grabbed the wrong passport, you grabbed the expired one or something, and you can't get into your bank, you've got a real problem. Keep your passport in your own home safe or a fireproof, you know, security bag, security box, something. I like to keep it where I can grab it and go anytime. It does not live at my bank. So
it lives in her overnight bag. That's
a secure, keep it secure. Don't, if your kids find it, grandkids find it, and they doodle on it,
Yeah.
You no longer have a valid passport. Mm-hmm. So
how did you find out about that one, Cheryl?
I have not had a client on that. I did have a client go to the safe deposit box and grabbed her expired one and showed up for a cruise. And they ended up letting her on, but
you never know now. I mean, everything now is so
I don't think it would have happened now. Right. But she had her expired one. So
well, you talk about packing and keeping things separate. That's another thing is packing. You know, you think about going to Italy and people think about shoes when they go to Italy and fashion. And then you think about Switzerland and I'm like, okay, maybe I only want to take a certain amount of clothes because by the time I leave Switzerland, I probably won't fit in those clothes anymore. So what are some tips for first time travel about what do I pack to go, especially if you go like on a cruise where it's multiple countries?
Right. Mix and match. Think about your kids' garanimals clothes where, you know, top A would go with 10 different pants or things like that. Find things for a cruise, one black dress, bring a bunch of scarves and necklaces. You're fine. No one cares. You're never going to see any of those people again if they do care. So don't feel like you need to have a fresh new outfit twice a day, every day of your cruise or even a land trip. Get creative. You can do laundry in the sink. You don't need to bring one pair of pants for every day. You need a couple of pairs of pants and a bunch of tops. Bunch, I mean, four or five tops and some scarves and hand washing, wringing things out in a hotel towel and hitting it with a hairdryer and you're good to go.
So you take an actual suitcase with you when you go, or do you take everything carry on?
I try to do a carry on when I can. My next trip to Bermuda, I'm spending a couple of days in New York where it'll be cold. So I'm going to need to do probably a 24-inch bag that I can't carry on because I need some winter clothes, and then Bermuda won't be too warm, but it'll be milder. So when I can do a carry on, I think it's preferable. When you get to your destination, you're not waiting for an hour to get your bag. You're ready to go start your, and you have it in your possession. So there's no horror stories of bags being lost. And for the most part, I think airlines do a great job. They really, really do. But when my bag is up just above me in the airplane, I have a lot more confidence in that.
Yeah. And here's the thing too, when you only take a little bit, if for some reason you have to replace stuff, because things can happen, right? In transit, even, you know, you left it in the taxi Uber now, you could leave. I mean, you could leave it in one hotel and go to the next and, it's not worth it. You don't have to replace a whole bunch, you know?
So it's just easier. Hotel rooms, and especially in Europe, and cruise cabins, they're not spacious. So you don't have a 20 by 20 area like you might in your own bedroom and, you know, a master closet, things like that. So you really need to minimize as much as you can, or you'll spend half your time digging through looking for where's that face cream, my night cream, where's my day cream, you know.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Bring one cream and, you know, bring some lotion, use it everywhere. So don't overthink it. It's not forever. It's just a trip.
You change your
routines, your beauty routines. And
and besides, it's fun to shop. So leave some space in your case so you can take some stuff home.
It absolutely is. And if you're someone who does enjoy I like to buy my clothes abroad when I can. Mm-hmm. And so I will usually bring a foldable tote and then I open it up. And with Europe, you generally have one free checked bag. And so I'll check my big bag and I have a tote that I can then carry on and take home. If I have clothes that I don't want to bring back home, don't fill up their landfills, but wash them well and then, you know, sanitize them. So leave them with a note saying, I'm leaving this on purpose so the housekeeping can handle it, or they can, they may be able to take it to a donation center, or you may see a donation box. Don't just throw it in the landfill though, because that's, mental issues too. So
I love that. That's a really good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can always have things shipped back to you, right? Isn't that something too, when you travel, you shopping wise?
It costs an arm and a leg. So think really carefully. If you know you want to shop and you have opportunity to shop, only pack 3 tops and go shopping.
Yeah. There you go. I dig it.
Pack the bare minimum you could get by with.
I'm going to go to the purple stamp thing that none of us want to know about, but you're there to tell us you can do it. You can do it, because like in your blog, you'd say, okay, you don't want to go in with a survive mode. This is your vacation. This is supposed to be fun. And even if it's your first time traveling internationally, but you may be going for business. That's also important. So you say we've got the devil's in the details. You want to thrive and have a good time. You want to have a good business meeting if you're doing that or whatever you're doing. And if you're traveling for business, remember, add some extra days on there for yourself. Use it wisely.
Right.
Add those days. And I know there's that new term pleasure or bleisure. I'm sorry, but that's just a really bad word. I would like to change it.
No. It sounds so like you have the bloat.
I didn't know we were going to say it on this. So.
I know, but the pleasure word, that's one of my pleasure. Things. That's one of my tips to the world of tourism is to get rid of that word. That's what it sounds like when I come out of Switzerland, pleasure, bloating. But okay, the details, it really is a good point. You talk about if you have something like a DUI in your past or something that could actually, like, you know, once you're cleared in this country, you're cleared, it's fine. You know, things happen in life. But when you go into a different country, like Canada is weird about it. And they have, that's their rules. That's their country. And we have to abide by them if we want to be a guest. So those kind of things you need to know, right?
Yes. You have to know. If you approach me and tell me you want to go on a trip, you want to go to Canada, or you want to fly to London through Canada, you have to know. I'm assuming you know that you can enter London, England, that you can fly through Canada. If you have something in your past, you need to clear that with your parole officer or whomever that might be. And we can also both research. But if you approach me wanting to travel, it's assumed you know that you can travel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And so so you can just look it up online and say who can come into this country and who can't.
Really, yes. It's about as simple as that. But if you have legal issues in your past, you've been forgiven by the U.S. and all of that, and that's wonderful, but you may or may not be able to travel everywhere that you want to. So something we it's a conversation we'll have to have, and it's not fun for any of us. I don't want to know your background. Yeah. I accept you where you are right now, but we got to get it figured out. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, and especially professional stuff too, you know, you never know. When it comes to paperwork, because that comes in, right? Visas, and then there's boarding passes. There's when you do have to leave a country on a certain date, isn't there kind of like stuff we have to read before we like hit the road?
Some countries require visas. And if you're going to one of those countries, I will walk you through the process or point you in the right direction. Most of the countries that I book that I specialize in, no visas are required, thankfully, just a valid passport book, not a passport card, but a passport book. But I will point you in the right direction. If you're going to India, for instance, there are a lot of hoops to jump through, and you, without doing it, you can't get a visa, you cannot go. So.
Okay. So that's important to know, and get whatever paperwork people hand you, read. It's something we've learned the over the years the hard way, and you have to fill things out. And that's the other thing is when you fill things out, don't leave the blank. Don't skip the blanks. You got to fill something out, even if you have to answer with Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse.
Never did that.
Cheryl, that's a bad thing to say, right? Was that no?
Guess. If you don't know how your passport reads, go get your passport out of the safe and look, don't guess about the spelling of your middle name that you never use or things like that. Mm-hmm. It creates a mess, and it can be expensive to clean up, and that expense is on you, not on me, because I use the information you give me. Now, if I make a typo, then that's on me and I will pay for my mistakes. But If you give me the wrong name, I can't know any different. So
yeah, the name. So yeah, that's the thing, is to check your names even for boarding passes.
Mm-hmm.
Like just
names, dates of birth. I've had people type out their dates of birth to me and there was a typo in it. Then when I repeat it to them, oh no, I'm 1971, not 72. You sent me 72. So just look at things that you get from me, review what I send to you, make sure everything's accurate. And I'll ask you, reply with a thumbs up or everything's good to go. And I have to know that I trust that you've looked at it, but I can't thank you.
So we can't lie about our age anymore?
No, you can't.
You know what? I do not do the math, really. So if you tell me you were born in 1913, I don't know. You're fine. I'm going to put down 1913. So,
That's funny. So yeah. How many countries have you been to now since when you first did your first trip that got you hooked on travel?
Ooh, you stumped me. 2022 was a full year for me because I did one tour. I did a microstates tour that took me to 12 countries. Wow. So 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So I hit 17 countries last year.
Wow. Cheryl.
Now, some were super quick.
Are you a little addicted to travel or what?
But I slept there. Yeah, I slept in them. So I don't count countries where I was only in an airport.
She slept around.
No, look at that. Cheryl got around, but 17 countries in a year is pretty, well, I feel weird about our like Google map thing, you know, but it traces, you know, and then you have to let Google know everything about you. And well, I don't know if I want it to do that anymore,
it does.
It's,
anyway.
It's really interesting when you think about the places you go and stay. I mean, all these memories you've gathered, and then there's places I know that you keep going back to and you can't let go of, like London and Ireland.
Yeah.
Italy.
For whatever reason, they are in my heart. I just, my heritage, my ancestry DNA says I think I'm 6% Irish, 38% British, and then kind of a mixed bag after that. But I have my favorite places and I love going back to them, but I do need to start going to some new places. And this April, before I meet my clients in London for that trip, I'm meeting a girlfriend in Croatia. So we're going to tour Croatia.
Cool.
So how are we going to keep doing these podcasts? You're going to have to, zoom in from Croatia or something.
That could be fun.
That'd be awesome.
From Croatia.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Just, when you think about all these places you go and you're talking about your DNA, and how many, people do you think part of their travel is to go to where their ancestors were?
I hear from quite a bit. And there are actually a lot of tour groups that specialize in that. You tell them exactly. And so many times it's little teeny towns in Germany and things, and they want to go to those gravesites or a restaurant their great, great grandparents started, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so there are companies that they specialize in that. And I think that's a wonderful market for people who are doing that. I really, it would be difficult. So many times it's in small places that are difficult to get there. So in a situation like that, I might just refer them on so that they can create
a tour guide.
The right trip for them.
Well, you seem to have a connection with all kinds of actual on the ground travel guides, right?
I do. Yeah. And that's one reason that I travel so much, is so I can go and make those connections. So when I think about sending someone to Italy, I can hardly wait for them to go tour with my guy in Florence, and he's fabulous. And they come back and they say, oh my word, we loved it. He took us out to, we did wine tasting, we did olive oil tasting, and it's nice having some people on the ground who I can refer, and I don't have to worry about them thinking, oh, did he show up? Was he good? Of course he was good. He's great. I'm making relationships. And so when I'm traveling, people say, oh, someone told me last night, you have such an exciting life, but I am working too. I mean, it's a pretty fun work. I'm not going to lie, but there is a lot of work and a lot of research that goes into it.
It is work. I mean, like what we travel across the country, everybody's like, oh, I want your life. I'm like, I have my life. I love it. But there's, many midnights that people don't see. But thankfully, as we travel, we do play with pets. And then, they keep us company at those midnight hours and go, feed me, play with the ball. Wait, yeah. Let's do this. But I think I love what you're doing. And I love that you're helping people travel. So many people during the pandemic were like, oh my gosh, it's over, it's over. And then I'm seeing right. more people travel in groups and family reunions mm-hmm. or people are putting their mm-hmm. money into making memorable experiences. And that usually comes with
important.
Some kind of travel. You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think people are tired of stuff. And I think maybe COVID taught us that when we sat mm-hmm. around looking at all of our stuff, that we want to go out and make those memories instead.
Mm. Yeah. And multi-generational travel, are you getting a lot of groups that are like all ages, like grandmas there with, you know, the grandkids and you know?
I am. I get a lot of requests of, I want to take my grandson. We want to do this or high school graduation trip. And so it's really exciting to see the generations come together and find a trip where all two or three generations will enjoy it. There's a little something for everyone. And so that's very rewarding when they come back and say, you know, their grandkids will never forget that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone, mm-hmm. heywannago.com is the website. She's on Facebook. Cheryl mm-hmm. Ogle is her name. She is on board with us every third Wednesday to find out where do you want to go? And give us mm-hmm. tips of destinations, packing, all kinds of things, as I was saying. She gave us some good tips today about packing and shopping. And I think we need to talk about food next time, too. I think that's important. It's always important. But again, heywannago.com is the website. Again, her webinar is tomorrow night. So check that out and hopefully we'll be able to record. But again, just keep up with Cheryl on Facebook and her website. And of course, keep up with us here at bigblendradio.com. We can't wait for our next time with you, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you. Safe travels.
You too.
Thank you.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.